Traditionally, Jewish worship involves the Hebrew language. Hebrew is read and chanted and sung in the synagogue. Jews who are deaf face particular challenges when it comes to practicing their faith. In New York, two congregations of deaf Jews have adopted a variety of languages to communicate the prayers and rituals that are central to the religion. John Kalish has a report.
The ability to speak, especially the ability to speak Hebrew, is a crucial facet of Judaism. There are blessings to say before meals, there are prayers to recite during Sabbath services, and holy texts to read aloud on holidays such as Hanukkah or Passover. Because of this emphasis on verbalizing, it's been said that deafness, more than any other disability, separates Jews from their faith. Rabbi Eliezer Liederfrand is the hearing son of two deaf parents and the father of two deaf children. He has worked with deaf Jews for 20 years. His outreach group, Our Way, arranges signed lectures on Jewish topics and publishes booklets showing how to sign Jewish prayers.
From when I've started till this point, there's been a dramatic change in the Jewish deaf community. Not only is it more committed, there are now individual deaf who are really becoming Torah scholars. There are even several rabbinical schools that have deaf students, and they're very committed, and they are much, much more knowledgeable.
Rabbi Liederfrand says that deaf Jews who are Orthodox tend to worship at hearing synagogues, and deaf Jews who are not Orthodox are more likely to frequent the all-deaf congregations. No matter which movement of Judaism deaf Jews are affiliated with, they all have difficulty learning to speak Hebrew, because it's so hard to learn a new language if you can't hear it spoken. But Yetta Cohen, who speaks here through an interpreter, says she's trying.
I'm very proud of myself that in Yom Kippur I was able to read the Hebrew. I didn't understand the words, but I was able to follow the Hebrew.
For centuries, Jewish legal tradition put the deaf in the same category as lunatics and children. Through much of Jewish history, rabbis prohibited the deaf from entering into contracts, buying or selling property, and getting married. By the 17th century, deaf Jews were permitted to marry, and in the mid-1800s, following the development of sign language, an Austrian rabbi ruled that the deaf could be counted for a minyan, the minimum quorum of 10 needed to say certain prayers. But this ruling, like many others by individual rabbis, was not universally embraced by all sects or segments of the Jewish community. Fred Friedman is one of a handful of deaf rabbis in the United States. He recalls being excluded from a Baltimore minyan in the early 1980s. His wife, Connie Friedman, translates as he tells the story.
One Sunday morning, which usually a small number of people show up, I looked around. There were 10 men. And I was wondering, what were we waiting for? So I asked someone, what are we waiting for? And he says, you're not counted in the minyan. He almost burst out in tears. Nobody had ever told me that before. So I never went back.
Let's sign together. We bless you, Lord our God. You created the universe.
Celebrating the holiday of Simchat Torah in October, hearing Rabbi David Edelson conduct services for about 20 people at Congregation Beth Or of Queens. The services, which are held in an airport motel, are conducted in sign language, but Rabbi Edelson recites the prayers aloud for the benefit of spouses and others who can hear. In addition to Beth Or, which is 30 years old, Rabbi Edelson also serves another deaf congregation known as the Hebrew Association of the Deaf in Manhattan. That congregation was founded more than 80 years ago.
The way in which deaf Jews end up being excluded from Judaism in their upbringing, and yet the way they want it so much, is just a constant inspiration. Whereas a lot of hearing kids grow up with it and couldn't care less, here you have a whole group of people, you know, 400 people, that despite the fact they were excluded, work to set up their own synagogue and get a rabbi and learn what they can learn, and they're really into it.
Over the years, Rabbi Edelson has introduced a number of innovations that make it easier for the deaf to worship. On the Jewish New Year, Rabbi Edelson invites people to hold their hands at the opening of the shofar or ram's horn. Then they can feel the sound of the shofar and fulfill the commandment of hearing it as it's blown. And he has reworded the preface of the Shemoneh Esrei prayer. Instead of saying, "Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise," the deaf Jews in Edelson's flock sign, "Let my hands dance that I may express God's glory."
Baruch Atom Adonai Olekeinu Melech Haolam.
In a backyard hut known as a sukkah, Rabbi Eliezer Liederfrand is teaching a Hebrew prayer recited on the holiday of Sukkot to a group of deaf Russian Jews.
"We don't stay in the home. Not stay in the home. No. For 1 week, we stay in sukkah. We feel here more close to Hashem. Feel more close to God. You see, the sukkah can't be closed, must be open. You see? The stars feel more close to God."
Although Rabbi Liederfrand is fluent in American Sign Language, a woman versed in both Russian Sign Language and English speech must interpret his talk for the deaf Russians. And keep in mind that this kind of multiple interpretation might also be found in congregations with elderly deaf Jews who only know Yiddish Sign Language, or deaf Israeli Jews who understand European Sign Language better than the American form. Easier communication for all deaf people is promised by near miraculous advances in voice recognition computer technology. But many deaf Jews are anticipating a miracle of another sort. Jewish prophecies say that when the Messiah arrives, the sick and disabled will be healed. According to the prophet Isaiah, it will be a day when the deaf shall hear even written words.
"Thank the Lord is good. God alone does great miracles."
For National Public Radio, I'm John Kalish in New York.
When we are despondent, God remembers us.